Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge in New Hampshire issued a preliminary injunction blocking the Trump administration from implementing the president's executive order on birthright citizenship. Judge certified a class action lawsuit by the ACLU that includes all children who would be impacted. It follows a Supreme Court decision that limits judges' authority on nationwide injunctions. ABC's Catherine Falder says this is different.
The reality is here that with the Supreme Court ruling, we are entering an entirely different legal landscape. We haven't really seen the effects of that yet. So this is an interesting challenge to observe, especially as it works its way through the appeals court. Of course, as we've discussed, there's that 7-day period for the Trump administration to appeal, which I'm sure they will.
The death toll in Texas jumping to 120 following flash flooding last week, and more than 160 are still missing. Search crews continuing to canvass miles along the Guadalupe River. On Wall Street, stocks are up in afternoon trading. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. UW-Madison is planning to sunset its main DEI division, as inclusion efforts have become a target for state Republicans over the last couple years. The Division of Diversity, Equity, and Educational Achievement helps support about 5% of the student body. Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin announced that it'll move under the umbrella of the Division of Teaching and Learning and the HR Department. Mnuchin says the initiatives from the DDEEA will still exist and no student scholarships will be impacted. However, she says a, quote, small number of staff members will be laid off. Diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives are a major talking point for Republicans on both the state level and the national level. President Donald Trump has threatened slashing funding to universities over DEI programs. And when pushing for an $87 million cut to the UW system weeks ago, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said there's too much political correctness on campus, although he didn't say how cuts would change that. Meanwhile, Madison schools have a gap in the budget because of the funding freeze from the federal government. The Trump administration is holding on to $6.8 billion meant for schools across the nation. According to the State Journal, the Madison Metropolitan School District is waiting on almost $3 million worth of that money. It was supposed to go toward after-school programs and English learning services. But Superintendent Joe Gothard says those services will be paid for one way or another. He says the district will use reserve funds if needed. And after a turbulent year, the former Southside Elementary has a new principal. The former principal and assistant principal were accused of bullying and retaliation. Now the district has named Percy Brown Jr. the next leader of the school. He's most recently the CEO of North Star Consulting, has been in school leadership, and even wrote a book about his family's journey from the Jim Crow South to Madison's Southside. His first day was yesterday. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The crew celebrates a sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a day off before hosting the Nationals tomorrow night. The crew celebrating a sweep of the Dodgers with a 3-2 victory yesterday in extra innings. Jose Quintana had a no-hitter going until late in the fifth, facing a Dodgers lineup like Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman.
They are really good. You know, I just try to control the count, you know, and they do really well, you know, especially when two strikes, they don't chase too much. So they really discipline in the home plate, especially the three guys.
The Dodgers have now lost six in a row. Manager Dave Roberts.
Today was frustrating to lose. I thought the way we competed, couldn't put a crooked number up. You know, we had them where we wanted them, and we just couldn't finish it.
Then last night after the game, Pat Murphy announced.
Okay, we got good news. Trevor McGill has been named to the All-Star team. Fitting.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Showers and storms sparking this afternoon, continuing through this evening, and becoming heavy overnight. Torrential downpours could cause some flash flooding. Gusty winds are possible too, and the rain won't quit. Coming in waves for Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app, The John and Gordy Show.
Would you rather sleep in a doghouse or let stray dogs sleep on your bed every night? And this is every night for the rest of your life. Okay?
Well, I would have to say that the stray dogs sleeping in my bed, why not? Oh, hell. I got the Kraken. I got my border collies sleeping up there. You know,
really?
It's like a bed of hair now.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Green Bay's own Frank Hermans into the studio to discuss his new show at the Meyer Theater. Then Madison film critic Rob Thomas joins the show to talk movies, TV, and Madison.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And we are back. Let's go to Mike from Gainesville, Virginia. Wins the Most Patient Listener Award. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey there, Jefferson. Yes, MAGA is the Phantom Menace Party. They basically just create phantom menaces so they can justify their unconstitutional actions. The entire roundup of illegal aliens is, all based on Phantom Menace. There may be 2% of all illegal aliens or non-documented, migrants that, have committed crimes. But they've blown it up that everyone has to be removed, even though there's only civil penalties for being in the United States, without documentation.
Yep.
And they basically have created a secret, they've turned ICE into a secret police force. They don't wear badges, and they don't even wear, and they don't wear number badges. So there's no accountability, which is the key for secret police. And the tariffs are totally based on a lie. Tariffs are paid for by Americans, not by foreigners. The foreigner could offset some of the tariffs, but that would lower the tariff revenue to the U.S. government if you did that.
Yeah. No, I hear. So your key point is that you're likening the MAGA movement to the Phantom Menace, the Star Wars movie.
No, what I'm alluding to is basically this is the foundation for fascism. That's why it's called the Phantom Menace in the movie. This is the total foundation of fascism. You have to create an other. You have to create problems that are not real so you can try to solve them. So you can create. So this is the key to fascism.
Yeah.
I'm using Phantom Menace because everybody knows about the Phantom Menace. Basically, there wasn't a problem, but they created it. So the Democratic Party needs to be real solutions to real problems.
I like that. Is there anything, Mike, and not to put you on the spot, anything you're doing, any way you're spending your time that you want to plug to other people, anything where you're, any way you're finding energy or finding an outlet?
I've been involved in early voting in Virginia for the last 7 years. Mm-hmm. I knew we had a problem, because of the people that were coming up to us during early voting in Virginia. If we had problems in Virginia, we're going to lose in Pennsylvania. Yep. So we've been trying to organize and get more and more people. That's been a big effort.
Appreciate that.
Throughout the primary season, we basically handed out contact cards to all the Democratic voters trying to get more people to join. I basically went to the No Kings Day protest. I basically I want I want people to get involved here. We have to do more. I mean, really, this is essential to get more. And I also want to say one other thing was that lady said she on her sign which says GOP. You should never use GOP. You should use MAGA, because it's not the Grand Army of the Republican Party anymore. You have to make it clear. This is not the old Republican Party. This is a totally new fascist takeover.
Mike, thank you so much for the call, and thanks for what you're doing. Handed out cards for the early voting. I've been thinking about that 3.5%. I'm going to take Nicholas, who is one of our moderators and a good friend of the program, who has a couple thoughts. But I've been thinking about that 3.5% number, and if we're going to push for 12 million people to do something, I want 12 million people to do something. Now, going to protest counts. Banging pots and pans could count. Signs can count if they are consistent and regular, but imagine if we could generate 12 million volunteers in this country fighting for democracy, 12 million people who are helping people vote, 12 million people who are advocating for better voting rules, 12 million people who are engaged as precinct committee people, 12 million people helping lead conservation voters, 12 million people that are helping Planned Parenthood, 12 million people that are helping NARAL, Pro-Choice America, 12 million people who are engaged in their labor union, helping to organize new young workers, 12 million people who are showing up to help keep protesters safe, 12 million people who are involved in nonviolent protests, 12 million people who are helping engage other people, engage democracy. Nicholas from San Cristobal, Mexico, you are on the air.
How are you, Jefferson? You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
Very appreciated here. Listen, first of all, kudos to your dad, as usual, for being such a smart and informed guy. He brought up the Scottish Tidal electric generating turbine. I might remind him, your father, and everybody else, FDR attempted this back in the 1940s in Eastport, Maine. I only know that because a long time ago I had a summer house in Eastport, Maine. And on the causeway between the island, which is Eastport essentially, and the mainland, there was a whole community built of little houses for the workers that were to oversee the running of this whole system. I don't know whatever became of it. He couldn't get enough funding to, you know, install the actual turbines. But the idea was good then. It's good now, and the Scottish are proving it. And kudos to your dad for knowing about it. Quickly, I'm trying to move along here. Your caller from Iceland, thank you, sir, for educating the American people as to how we are going to get out of this mess. I hope people listened to him carefully. It's not just pots and pans, although that's a big part of it. He's quite correct. It's not a kumbaya picnic party to have big demonstrations where everybody's on the same side and congratulating each other and feeling wonderful about what they're doing. Yes, that's important. Hopefully it will help to make some changes, but more is needed. He's quite right. We've got to become louder, much louder. That's why he mentioned the pots and pans. And to move directly into that and what we need to change, we need a new party. It happened in Iceland, and that's what got me thinking I should call today. It was Birgitta Jónsdóttir who started what was called the Pirate Party. And for those who do not know about it, they cannot understand how the Icelandic people took the government over to the favor of the people. And now it works beautifully. They actually are the only ones who ever imprisoned the banksters who brought about the entire 08-09 financial collapse of Lehman Brothers initially and on, you know the history. We need a new party as well, at least to name the movement of the protests that are occurring, if not an actual party. And I'm suggesting we use the name American Revolution in that moniker, the New American Revolution. Everybody admires the revolutionary fighters against King George. It's part of our history. It's part of our DNA. I think we need New American Revolution in the name, and we need to reclaim no taxation without representation. It's our money they're spending, and they are not spending it the way we want them to and we need them to. And that's all I got. That's my little rant.
All right, Nicholas. Thanks a bunch. We'll take one more call before the break. Let's go to Tom from Media Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I'm going to preface this. I'm a Republican, but I do not want people to lose their Medicaid. And I'm willing to volunteer, and I'm willing to go to my state and local representatives in the field office to do three things. I mean, one is to make sure that if people can't find jobs and have to volunteer for 20 hours to keep their Medicaid, that these Medicaid these volunteer opportunities are available and that they have transportation. And number two, go to the state officials to identify everybody that they have in their district that's on Medicaid. Make sure that their contact information is correct. And, also that that they're able to contact them personally and make sure that they're in the system. And three, before they lose Medicaid, they have to get a 30-day notice. Make sure within that 30-day notice of losing it that they're going to get someone in there to help them. I'm willing to volunteer one day a week, if this goes into effect, to help them. And this is concrete information.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back. And, yeah, we'll welcome a bipartisan pro-healthcare movement. Hopefully that can get to Washington.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Turn up the summer vibes at Chula Vista Resort, your playground for summer dreams, water parks, and sun-soaked pools. Epic water slides, soaring zip lines, and world-class golf. Dine in the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin, Chula Vista Resort. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit chulavistaresort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA, with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at chulavistaresort.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. 5 years after the fake elector scheme to overturn the 2020 election, legal accountability is grinding along for some of the conspirators and those who wittingly or unwittingly supported them. But pardons may be in the wind, too. May 27th, a 3-judge New York appellate court stripped Trump campaign attorney Kenneth Chesbro, an alleged key organizer of the swing state fake elector scheme, of his license to practice law in New York. June 16th, the alleged mastermind of the fake elector scheme, John Eastman, was recommended for disbarment in California. He can still appeal the decision. Also June 16th, a civil jury found MyPillow CEO and election denier Mike Lindell liable for $2.3 million for defaming former Dominion Voting Systems executive Eric Coomer. Dominion itself has a claim pending against Lindell, right-leaning news outlets, and several other Trump-alleged conspirators and collaborators. The Michigan Advance reported July 5th that a hearing on whether the trial of 15 of 16 Michigan fake electors should go forward has been moved to September 9th. A trial in Arizona is scheduled for January 5th, 2026 for the alleged fake electors and Trump associates, including his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows. Mother Jones reported June 4th that President Donald Trump's pardon attorney was considering pardons for the accused fake electors. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
You've probably heard the rumor you can't grow cartilage. But what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body need most. For healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut, just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency is the key. And right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. Available only at GetNativePath.com/Tom. That's GetNativePath, GetNativePath.com/Tom. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today. And we are back. Joy, you have a closing line?
Yes, I want to know if you ever watched the movie, They Live.
Here's what I've got. Here's what I got for you, though. Here's what I've got for you, Joy. I just looked. I need to find the list. I think it was Rolling Stone who looked at the best. We do a thing on the 4th of July weekend. We go to the beach with our extended motley crew of a family, and we're having movie night. And I wanted, and our tradition is watch an 80s movie. Okay, watch an 80s movie for movie night. And I went, was it Rolling Stone? It might have been Rolling Stone. I got to find the article because I thought of you. And they listed the 100 greatest movies from the 80s, and They Live made the list. It was like pretty high, like 30-something on the list.
Did you watch it?
Joy, what I just said was so I didn't have to admit to you, I still haven't watched it. but I'm getting it from more sources. One of these days.
Here's the thing. It's that we have been taken over, and we really need to acknowledge that. And it is not a new thing. And when you look at, the pyramids, and so far back, we are not alone on this planet. And when you look at what has been going on, look at what happened with SCOTUS, how much we are being manipulated. And we have to see that we are not alone, and we have to start recognizing that we are not alone, and we have to...
So, Joy, I think there's a perfect Friday topic, but you've called on a Thursday. But I do think...
I wasn't sure I could get through.
No, so. It's fair. No, I appreciate it.
Thank you for taking the call, Jefferson. I always appreciate talking with you, and best to your dad, too.
No, always. Joy, and likewise. And the thing I was going to say was, I should probably figure out a trade. If I watch the movie, what are you going to do? And I don't mean something for, like, me. I mean, it could be something for the show. But I should figure out a trade. Like something should happen if I do watch the Rowdy Roddy Piper movie, okay, that it seems like something should happen. So, Joy, think on that for a second. You can ping the show. All right. Let's go to Maverick from Edmonds, Washington. You're on the air. Maverick, what a great name.
Hey, thanks, Jefferson. And it's not my real name. It's my radio name for Tom Hartman's program.
Your parents didn't name you Maverick? I'm shocked. I just assumed it must have been your given name.
It is not after the character that Tom Cruise played, because he's a knucklehead. I don't like him.
All right.
It's more that I am a Maverick. Anyway,
Thanks for what you're doing. I got to admit, I didn't like you very much at first, but I was wrong. You do a great that's job, hilarious. And you got a sense of humor.
That's hilarious. All right, go ahead.
You got a sense of humor. A couple of things. I want to talk about signage. I've been to, I think, 5 protests, and I wasn't scheduled, but I grabbed a microphone at one of them and riled up the crowd a little bit. But I want to say something about immigration first, very quickly. I have worked with immigrants my entire life, from, Europe to the Spanish-speaking countries. I love all of them. These people are, they've been wonderful. They're interesting. And you know what they bring to this country, in my opinion? They bring hard work and delicious food. And I wouldn't want to trade that for anything. Think about it.
No, and Maverick, it is. I mean, imagining the United States of America without immigrants is an impossibility. Like, literally, the country as it is would not exist.
You're absolutely right.
I don't just mean there wouldn't be taco trucks. I mean, literally, the country as we know it wouldn't exist. So it somehow it's just gotten all tangled. But you said, is there anything you wanted to say about the signage for protests? You've been going to these protests, picking up the mic at some of them. Go ahead.
Yeah, so about a month, maybe 2 months ago, Tom had a guest on, and he had this genius idea that we should show up with MAGA hats at our No Kings protest. And he had 3 reasons why, and they were all good. I can only remember one of them, and that it was a psyop. And I thought, that's absolutely brilliant. The only downside is you have to buy a MAGA hat, and that's that. But we need to recapture this whole USA thing that the right has seemed to have usurped. Like, they're the only ones that care about the country. So an American flag is, I think, a great piece of signage. They're inexpensive, and you can bring them easily, and
I love the idea of including some flags in these protests. Absolutely. Let's get quickly to Charles and Maverick. Thank you for the kind words. Even for giving me a chance. I appreciate that. I want to say it's been fun. Yesterday was the day for compliments, and we were doing a good show, and people called in, and then, it's like anytime you're on a high wire, and people say, "Oh, you're doing a good job balancing. Is there a risk you're gonna fall off the high wire?" Today has been the day for well, I used to think you sucked, but now I think you're all right. Like, or like, not as good as Tom, but you're all right. those are the compliments I'm getting today, which I think are fitting. I'll take them. If we're going to get to 12 million people, some of those people are going to have to just tolerate one another, including tolerating me. And I will take toleration. I hope for more than toleration. I hope for jubilation. I hope for celebration. But if all I can get is toleration, heck, that's better than nothing. 202-808-9925. We'll be back with speed round and then the big, big finish. Wow, it goes quick. We appreciate you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Love the idea of American flags, these protests. We are the patriots who are trying to fight for democracy. Let's do that. Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stock with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc, sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over 1 million Americans, and it pinch myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for an urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose, rather than trying to wait it out. You need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. It took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of The Wellness Company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Pat Kreitlow is along. We'll also talk to Rusty Volk, the fair director, and Eric Anderson of the U.S. Cube Championship.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We're learning more about the tragic circumstances around the death of a State Patrol Bureau director and a special education teacher. Dane County Sheriff Calvin Barrett released details this morning for the first time. It says David and Terry Pabst were found dead in their Middleton home on Tuesday. Their son's girlfriend spoke to the State Journal. She says he told her that, quote, everyone has to die. She says she called police and then authorities knew to look for 25-year-old James Pabst. The State Patrol eventually found him in Vernon County, where authorities say he died by suicide after a standoff with police. Sheriff Barrett says they believe James shot and killed his parents late Monday night. WISC reports that WSDOT Secretary Christina Boardman sent an email to staff. David Pabst had nearly a 40-year career with the State Patrol. He was the State Patrol Bureau of Transportation Safety Director. The State Journal reports Teresa Pabst was a special education teacher and paraeducator at Cromery Middle School from 2017 to 2022. And the bugs are bad this year, at least here in the Madison area. And there's one species officials want you to keep an eye out for that hasn't made its way to Wisconsin yet, at least not that we know of. Joanne Krulatz has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is advising residents to be on the lookout for another invasive insect that's been spreading towards the state. The Asian longhorn beetle has not been confirmed in Wisconsin yet, but it has spread to neighboring Midwest states like Ohio. The invasive beetle is most active during the summer months and poses a threat to trees that shed their leaves every fall. They're typically a little over an inch long and have a shiny black body with white spots and long antennae with black and white stripes.
If you see one, you're asked to contact the Department of Natural Resources. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Showers and storms sparking this afternoon, continuing through this evening, and becoming heavy overnight. Torrential downpours could cause some flash flooding. Gusty winds are possible too, and the rain won't quit. Coming in waves for Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had some, I think I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show from WMDX News, Savannah Tomei Olson, also the fabulous Farm Babe, and Free Ticket Friday.
John and Gordy have been put in charge of Space Force.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
For all of your support. Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for Songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
We are back. Want to say thank you to our sponsor, Vibrance. But for the people who sponsor this program, we couldn't do the show. And we greatly, greatly appreciate all of our sponsors, all of our non-commercial affiliates, and everybody who makes possible the running of this program. We'll do more of a plug in a moment. Let's go straight back to your phone calls. John, let's do speed round so we can clear this board by the end of the call. John from West Allis, Wisconsin.
Thank you. First of all, I think you're doing a great job. So don't accept just okay.
Oh, I was just laughing. Go ahead.
What I want to say is, we've got a bunch of legislators who claim to really love our Constitution, and they promote free speech in the First Amendment. Of course, they use it to give their version of free lies. They absolutely swoon at the thought of the Second Amendment, but they totally ignore one important part of the Constitution, which is called the preamble, which why bother to have a constitution in the first place? And one of those important principles on the preamble is to promote the general welfare. Not the welfare of the billionaires, not the welfare of huge corporations. The general welfare.
Yep. It's a great
That's
plug.
That's my comment.
Thank you very much. And I think, and I love rooting our strategy, our language, our principles within founding documents. And there's good stuff in there. And too much of it's been misappropriated. But promoting the general welfare, what a great principle. Because we can think of elected officials as fiduciaries. We can think of them as people who are there for the benefit of everybody and build a movement and build political power that is not built around power itself, but building around, promote, even that, just that as a first principle, building a general welfare. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Let's go to Robin from Kingston. You're on the air, Robin.
Hey, Jefferson, how are you? Thank you for the call, and I support, I've always liked you, so I haven't changed. This is about language here today, yep. And I'm sort of have a PhD in the street with what I call my messaging. I've actually formed a concept called civil informationing, which we might get to later. I would just like to give a little advice to people out there when they're considering making their own signs and whatever. The simpler is the better. Less is more. Just simple. It's very hard to pare good words down into meaning something. And a pet peeve of mine, something that the right wing very rarely does is to use acronyms. They don't use acronyms for a reason. It's kind of using acronyms means that your audience member already knows what that means. And if you're trying to educate somebody who is uneducated, using a word that means nothing to them isn't very effective. And then all of a sudden, when you learn the word, you're in a club and end up being a little bit too snobby and stuff like that. It just doesn't work. Acronyms don't work. Here, just use the words. And here's a couple of little drops in that thing that I think help. Frank Luntz is the famous communicator, sure, wordsmith for the Republicans. And he never used the acronym PBA, okay? And that's because the words of surrounding, supporting PBA are so very effective. Partial birth abortion.
Yeah.
Why would you use PBA versus partial birth abortion? And then, of course, we can ask you, Jeff, what does BLM stand for? And if you answered Black Lives Matter, I would say nope.
Bureau of Land Management.
That's correct. Okay. And then there's one up in Seattle here that I found very interesting, and the acronym is OWLS, which is actually a word, as you know, Okay, and being from the Pacific Northwest, you would think that it would have something to do with preserving those feathery creatures or something to do with the environment. But no, it's organized workers for labor solidarity. So you can you go backwards in many ways by using acronyms, okay? But when people are considering writing a message board, this is what I use for my thinking. The very first thing is, who is my audience? When I go to wherever I go, who is the audience there? Second is, what message do I want to simply present to them? Okay, and then the third is the function of the location. Example, if you're in a highway overpass, 8.5 by 11 handwritten thing on a piece of paper isn't going to work. An example that I use that really, really works well is I have a larger farm foam board on a pole, of 1x2 board. Is play more sports and cancel all wars, okay? And, of course, you can see what my audience is. I'm going to the big baseball and football fields and stand outside there because civil information.
No, and where I want to connect it, I do want to keep you to. I want to make sure we get to the next call. We've been on for 3.5 minutes.
Okay.
So thank you, Robin. The dots I do want to connect. What I heard is what I really like what you're saying is connecting the dots between you and the audience and thinking about your audience. Now acronyms. Some work, right? USA is a pretty powerful acronym, but the OWL, instead of making clear who the workers are, or nobody would say an acronym for partial birth abortion, thinking about what words will actually work and thinking about that audience, I think is great. I have a story that I might have time for, but it's the best opening argument that I ever heard. Or rather, the best opening argument that I was ever taught. And I don't think I've shared that before. If time allows, I will. But let me jump to Charles, because we're supposed to be doing speed round. Charles from Vancouver, you're on the air.
I'm sorry, shut it off. I'll take you off speaker. It's a pleasure. I really appreciate your perception. The question you asked earlier in the show had to do with what really are you afraid of or scares you in the current situation. And it's not the hardworking immigrants that come in here and do things. Of course, Senator Tommy Tuberville thinks that Medicaid recipients are going to do those jobs in the fields. Of course, completely wrong. But what really scares me is the institutionalized religion that has so much power in the airwaves and over people. I'm a recovering Catholic. My experience in Catholic school was an education basically based on mythology, indoctrination, fear, and punishment. That's my personal experience. And just like the Jehovah's Witness knocks on my door that tells me that Jesus is going to come and save us all, there'll be no government, it'll just be Jesus. That's the stuff that really scares me, because it's been so institutionalized, you know, Christian Broadcasting Network supporting Israel and not giving a rat's behind about the thousands and thousands of children and innocent people killed in the Palestine Gaza Strip, and they openly rail in their sermons about that, you know, the demons, the mark of the devil, you know. It's to me, I respect everybody's view, but in essence it has no base in science. It's just mythology. So that's what really scares me, Jefferson. Right. Can I say one last thing? I know it's only one topic.
If it's super quick.
Okay, you know, they had that procession for the firefighters that were killed, and I'm sorry about that. But, you know, they should have a procession for that 17-year-old nonverbal autistic kid in Pocatello, Idaho, that was murdered by four cops in 20 seconds. That's who the procession should be. Mm.
Charles, thank you for the call. I want to go to Lynn from North Bend, Oregon. Go ahead, Lynn.
Oh, here we go. Okay. This is a little chant out there to make it simple. Pay people to care, not kill. Pay people to care, not kill. Pay people to care, not kill. We have 1.45 million 501c3s. can become paid, caring jobs with a good basic income, health care, and a safe place to live, and single-payer health care. Because they do that for military, you get a place to live, you get health care, and you get a place, a good basic income. So we're going to shift it to caring jobs. And there is a new group, NIB Coalition, capital N, capital I, capital B, Coalition. And it's a new group of ex-profit bankers that are now the National Infrastructure Bankers Coalition. And they're for new nonprofit banking systems that can help us with pay people to care, not kill.
Okay.
Thank you.
No, so Lynn, say again the nonprofit banking portion.
Oh, it's capital N, capital I, capital B, coalition.org.
Thank you very much. It's an acronym.
Oh, wait, real quick, Jefferson. I have on change.org, there is that petition legislation, CARES Act. Pay people to care, stop warfare systems that people can add to. Because all money was made up, and we have to change the money out of, you know, hate and warring and the dark systems into enlightenment, peace, healing. So it's on change.org, Legislation CARES Act, pay people to care, and stop the warfare systems, and people can add to it. Thank you.
Lynn, thank you, Lynn. The thing I'll tell you about, the thing I'll tell people about North Bend, Oregon, it is not near Bend, Oregon. This is the thing I want to tell people about North Bend, Oregon. I ran into an old friend who told me a story about when he flew into Bend, Oregon, and asked how far North Bend.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more. Find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. But hurry, the sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Win a pair of Brewers tickets from 92.7 WMDX and Downbrins Distilling. See the Brew Crew take on the Cubs with John and Gordy, July 29th at AmFam Field.
One lucky listener will win a pair of tickets and sit next to us.
Is that a good thing, really?
Not only that, the food and drinks are on us.
Get to WMDXradio.com to enter Cubs and Brewers with John and Gordy at AmFam Field.
Meet you at the ballpark.
Sponsored by 92.7 WMDX and Downbrins Distilling.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion, minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Tom. We are coming back in just a moment with our final calls. Sue from Alhambra, California. I know Alhambra, right adjacent to South Pasadena and near San Marino, as I recall.
Yes, that's correct. Now, my call today is to have the people stop buying Christmas trees during, you know, for a Christmas holiday that they decorate for 2 weeks and then toss out like they're trash. We need to leave them in the ground where they can be effective and help offset the climate crisis that we're having.
For the Christmas in July, Christmas tree extravaganza. That we got to make sure. No, you're early. I'm just saying, Sue, you are planning well ahead.
That's right.
We don't get a lot of Christmas calls in July, maybe for Christmas in July, but I appreciate your planning. It's like Christmas Eve when I remember to get my Christmas tree.
Before they start chopping these trees down and then logging the dead carcasses away, leave them in the ground where they can continue to live and thrive and help make the offset the environmental crisis.
Thank you, Sue, for the call. Susie from Gig Harbor, Washington, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. I just wanted to real quick make an observation. My last 10 years, I worked in retail. Prior to that, I was in veterinary medicine for like 30 years. My last 10 years in retail, I'll never do it again. But my observation was this. I was a cashier at one of the busiest stores in my area, and I would see between 200 and 300 people a day just through my line. And I kid you not, the people that were the rudest to me and to the other people in line were white, and the people that were the kindest, and you always heard please and thank you and just thank you, and they treated each other nice, were the Latinos, the Islam, anybody that was not white, that was brown, were absolute dears. And I worry about my little customers because I'm no longer working there, and I know there's a lot of them that are probably running or hiding or whatever. But it was an observation, and I went through COVID as a cashier. And let me tell you, white trash is real. When you see some big, fat, white, sweaty breeder woman with two cartloads of crap, one which is filled to the brim with liquor, and the other is filled to the brim with canned goods, and then you see this little gentleman behind her with a couple of crappy cans of sauerkraut, it breaks your heart.
So
why you got to take shots of sauerkraut?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's going to be a hoot tonight.
I
for
like
dinner.
Some sauerkraut.
Cleaned off the shelves.
I'm a little, I could lose a few pounds myself. So I will
yeah,
say.
Yeah, well, anyhow, it's just an observation. And we have brown people in our family, and we love them dearly, and we worry about them. And there's nothing kinder than the Latinos, the way they treat each other and their neighbors and their family. They're genuinely beautiful people. And white people are entitled.
That was the thing I want to follow about. I appreciate it. Some of my best friends, you say white trash, I might resemble that statement. I was raised by a single mom and didn't always have good clothes, but I do understand and very much appreciate. Not only did you give me a laugh, but there is not only a risk, but a reality of entitlement. That if you think that you have, that the country belongs to you rather than we all belong kind of together, it does yield the reality of entitlement. Joe, you're our last caller. You got 30 seconds.
Yes. Yesterday you had a civil rights attorney on, and he cited a case law where he could hold these people accountable in federal court. Do you remember the case that he was discussing so I can look it up?
You're saying the case, which case number?
He was a civil rights attorney, and he was going to say that you could take these ICE agents to court and sue them for damages if they take you into custody and you're American citizen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I'll have to follow up after. But, oh, man. But, yeah, no, I've got the notes on that. But we'll have to follow up with you after. That's an interesting final phone call, Joe. Because it's the biggest thing he was advocating for was finding a civil rights lawyer who was active, he was retired, who could then file a case. But you're not going to do that on your own, right? Find a plaintiff's lawyer who's good, who can file the appropriate lawsuit. The other key thing from that was that it was based on mistreatment of citizens, so you'd have to be sort of precise in the lawsuit.
He recited the case law that he was referencing. Do you remember the name of that case so I can do my own research on that?
No, I do not. I do not remember the case that was mentioned yesterday. I do not. Forgive me.
Okay. Thank you so much. And you're a great co-host, so just keep up the great work.
Thanks, Joe. Even if I can't remember the case. Joe, thank you so much. Here's where I want to finish. First of all, it's Thank You Thursday. I want to thank all of you. I got one more day with you. And that's tomorrow, and we'll be back. And then Tom will be back with you on Monday. We had one of the callers who said, when are we going to get over tribalism? And I have two answers, at least. One is to some degree, never. But one thing we can do is broaden our impression of who our tribe is. We can soften our tribalism. We can get better at it. I think we can improve it even more than on the margins. But we can broaden our definition of who counts. And to me, everybody counts. Everybody's got to count. We know that from Bosch, right? Nobody counts or everybody counts. Everybody counts. And that's one of the wonderful things about this country. Not the thing we should be trying to do to exclude others, but how do we recognize the opportunity we have to make this historic thing about a country that works for everybody? That's a thing to work towards. You're the coalition of benevolently irrational, good people doing good things for no good reason. You are priceless. Definition of priceless, worth a lot, not for sale. Be back with you tomorrow. We appreciate you. Thanks to the team who does this show.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The John and Gordy Show.
You know, the thing is, once you tell everybody that it's Trump's tariffs, everybody gets angry and mad, and they're against it.
Well,
it's because it's a dumb idea.
Yes.
My God, it has nothing to do with the Trump name.
The
we
name.
Don't care. It's a stupid idea. We're paying the higher prices.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8, on 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Texas, the death toll climbing once again with 120 deaths blamed on the catastrophic flooding last week. 96 of them in hard-hit Kerr County are missing. Lauren Tyler was on vacation in Hunt, Texas when the flash flooding came rushing through. She and her family, though, were on higher ground. She still spoke about the trauma of the floods.
We saw mattresses 30 feet up in trees. We saw the American flag everywhere. Because it was the 4th of July. We were all celebrating.
Tyler has now written a song about the event. President Trump vowing to impose 50% tariffs on copper imports starting August 1st. It would match tariffs already on steel and aluminum imports. The president wants to boost copper production, he says, in the U.S. Analysts say that could take years. Svetlana Dali, the woman convicted of being a stowaway on a JFK to Paris flight in 2024, sentenced today to time served or 7 months. A Brooklyn judge agreed with prosecutors' recommendation that Dali had served time warranted for the crime. This is ABC News.